We don't have the ability to understand the infinity of time. So here's what happens to almost everyone, including me. Say you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you do it for 6 years. And 6 years from now, we meet up again, and I'm like, how's it going? And you're like, Dave, I have enjoyed the consistent, persistent pursuit of, here's the six things that I've given an hour. You know, you go through the whole thing, and you're like, but Dave, I'm pissed at you. I'm like, why? Well, because I'm only 25% of the way to my minimum goal. Right? Because we talk, you know, minimum, I want to make $1 billion or whatever. 6 years, and now you got maybe, you know, a wife or a kid or girlfriend or boyfriend or who knows, and you got a lot of pressure, and your parents are like, dude, you spent 6 years doing what you're doing. You're not even a quarter way there, or just a quarter way there. Most people quit, but if you're doing what I'm telling you, you get acceleration, exponential growth. 3 years from now, you'll be 50% of the way there. And that's when everybody quits. Almost, because now you've been 9 years in, and you're in your mind, because of man-made time, 9 years, 50%, at least another nine, if never. But no, with enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, yeah, you're right. How long till you're 100?
One and a half.
Yeah. You're almost there, and it drives me nuts. The guys are doing it, and women doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they're this close, and they're like, oh, I wanted to buy a house, you know, I wanted to, my mom and dad, they're getting older, and, you know, everyone's shitting on, you know, my self-identity is going downhill because, you know, I'm this loser now. Even better than, you know, a year and a half being 100%, right? Where are you in three quarters of a year? 200%. And half of that, 400. Half of that, 800. Half of that, 1600. Now, that's what I'm living now. I'm on the bonus rounds. Yeah, is it a lot easier in the bonus rounds to stay consistent, persistent, and enjoy it? Yes, it is, but I'll tell you this, without a doubt, when I started on this journey, I enjoyed it, not as much as now, but I enjoyed it. Like, I had this perspective, I made all kinds of mistakes, I learned from them, but I stayed super positive and inspired, not as much as now, but more than most people.
The body, mind, and soul work in a consistent nature. You're constantly asking your body, mind, and soul in the universe questions. I want this, can you do this? I wanna be healthy, I wanna do this. Well, it's gonna give you everything you want. The problem is we confuse it because what I call the zero effect, right? I see people do this all the time on a diet. They diet day 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they get the exponential results, X to the first, X to the second, X to the third, X to the fourth. Day 5, they go to McDonald's, or they go out drinking, or they, I'm speaking from personal experience. Day 5, they blow it. What they don't understand is they are exponentially killing themselves. All that exponential growth, the acceleration of those people I know that have more than enough. And at the end of the month, although they've dieted 28 of the 30 days, they've zeroed themselves out and they wonder why they only have incremental results, if any. Whereas somebody that sticks to it consistently every day, persistently without quit, in a positive pursuit of their potential, gets the exponential results, the exponential receiving.
So if I would offer you a service, for your personal brands, whoever it is, if I'd offer you a service and I'd say, give me $10,000 a year, I will get you followers. I will get you followers that will get you more followers. They're more like ambassadors. If I told you I charge $10,000 and in year one, I would get you two ambassadors that would, for the rest of your life, get you two ambassadors every year. They would recruit two more. An ambassador is someone that would not only watch all my TV shows, my movies, my podcasts, tell everyone to read my books, show up to my meetups and speeches, watch all my videos and like them and tell them they love them, but they would get me two more people a year that would do the same thing. Would anyone be willing to pay me $10,000 for two ambassadors a year? Most people won't. In fact, if I told you I would build your following and I came back and told you I had two ambassadors in year one and you should be grateful, most people would say you're fired and I'm gonna tell everyone that you're a scam artist. But here's what happens to that person. When I come back and say, okay, we're gonna do the same thing in year two, are you cool with it, 10,000 more, who here would be happy paying $20,000 for four people to get me four ambassadors? Most people would say, you're a con, you're a scam, give me back my 20. 30,000, same thing, now you got 8 and 8, 40,000, 16 and 16. Well, what happens is, after 5 years, most people, $50,000, you'd have 32 people getting 32 people, that'd be 64 people. They would definitely be posting about what a scam artist you are. You stole $50,000. Most people don't realize what I'm doing. Because in 20 years, at the same pace of only getting two new people, you would have 2 million people, 2 million ambassadors. 2 million people watching every movie, TV show, podcast, book you've written, speech, video. So it's so important to think long, to understand compound interest. That's why consistent, persistent pursuit is so important. Too many people attach their emotions to an outcome and then it never happens fast enough, so they quit. Here's the thing that screws over everyone. Think about at the factors of two, exponential growth and acceleration. Derek's been working 15 years. What happens 7.5 years from now? So he's 47 and a half. He's 50% of capacity. Now he's really pissed, right? He's put his faith, his focus, his resistance all on the void, shortage, and obstacles because his perception is not 50% almost there. It's 50% to go, and I'm already 47 and a half years old. Marriage is only 50% of the kids are only 50% of the way there. My house, my job, right? And that's it. If only Derek would stay on the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of potential. Because if you don't, it slows down the acceleration and it lessens the quantitative exponential growth. But if Derek does stick to it, right? If he sticks to an enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of his potential, this is what's awesome. At 47 and a half, most people give up. They do some job they don't like. They're lost. Their family, they give up. They get divorced at that time. The kids go off, separate. All this separation. Boys resist. I see it all the time. Here's the saddest thing. Using the factors of two in this example, how long is it until Derek is at his potential, at his capacity? Does anyone know the math? Less than 4 years. Half of 7.5. In less than literally 4 years, at almost 51, at 50 years old, from 40 when he was lost at 25%, at 47 and a half, completely ready to give up. If somehow he was still enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of his potential, staying positive with the factor and rate that he did, if he stayed consistent with it, at 50 years old, he'd have 100% of what he wanted.